Federal funding for food stamps is being debated today, with a new bill on the floor of the U.S. House that proposes $40 billion in cuts to food stamps over the next decade.
The bill is broadly opposed by House Democrats, who are all expected to vote against it.
Food stamps are usually included in the U.S. Farm Bill, but they were taken out of that bill earlier this summer because conservatives argued the $20 billion in proposed cuts didn't go far enough.
And here with us now to talk about what's at stake for food assistance programs is Daniel Stein, the president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin. Daniel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the House is voting on the new food stamp bill today. What does it include?
It includes $40 billion worth of cuts to people that are on the food stamp benefits. And to an organization like ours, that would mean a significant change in the amount that people need assistance. Food stamps, over 10 years, a $40 billion cut would be the equivalent of losing over 3 billion meals. And right now, the entire Feeding America food bank network only provided 3 billion meals last year. So they're looking for us to double what we are able to do next year.
And what would that mean for operations if you had to double it, if it passes?
Our building is already maxed out and full, so we'd have to figure out how to get more food in and more food out. And what we're looking for is supply, not more demand.
Well, as it is, does the SNAP or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, does that provide enough food for people to stay out of hunger for a month, say?
Actually, 90% of all people that receive that benefit run out of that benefit in the third week of the month. So, no, it doesn't.
And on average, how much would you say it provides for a family daily?
Family of four in the state of Wisconsin receives about $241 per month.
$241. So, I don't know. How do you feel about that being, I mean, I guess if you were in the House and you had someone's ear today and you had that $241 figure, what would you tell them about how far that went for a family?
Well, $241 for a family of four, if you divide it by 30 days, that's $8 per day for four people. And there's been many organizations and people that have tried to go on a challenge to see if they can live on that, including our existing congressman. And they found it a huge struggle for that to happen.
And what would you want to say to people about the significance of doubling this right now and decoupling it in a way from the farm bill, the way it's been done historically? Do you think things are going to change?
I don't think they're going to change. There's a tremendous desire to balance the budget, and we agree that balancing the budget and being fiscally responsible is very important. But we're just asking that they don't do it on the backs of people who struggle with hunger.
Well, who does it affect? Can you tell us a little bit about that? You see, I imagine, even you're the CEO of Second Harvest, but you must see the people that you're helping. Tell us about some of the faces of these people and their stories and who it actually affects on a day-to-day basis.
Well, first of all, nationally, it would estimate it to affect 4 to 6 million people who would lose benefits altogether. This coming November 1st, there's going to be a cut in benefits that's been in place for some time, so that's going to affect everybody. But 4 to 6 million people would lose benefits. And the majority of people, almost three quarters of them, are either receiving this are either seniors, children, or disabled people. So those are the people that are most vulnerable, and that's the people we see that this will affect.
Now, we have been in the midst of a rocky economy for some time now, and I imagine that there has been more reliance on food banks like yours. Tell us about the change you've seen, if any, over the last several years.
In the last several years, the demand for what we do has increased by 83%. And to meet that demand, we've had to find additional sources of food and additional ways to get that food out. So we've been able to keep up with demand. But if this goes into effect, in essence, we will have to do twice as much if we're able to do it at all in order to meet what the cuts will entail.
93%, that's a big number. And I wonder if the people you're talking about, do they tend to come to you, rely on you for a while, get on their feet and, you know, not need assistance anymore? Is it a cyclical thing, or are you seeing people who just come and they stay?
Well, unfortunately, more than half the people we serve have someone in their household that has a job. So it isn't just those that are down and out and chronically unemployed. But most of the recovery in this economy have been with jobs that are much poorer paying than they were with what the job that they lost. So even if they are employed, oftentimes they may not need help for 30 days, but they may need help for several days. Food stamps and the food share benefit here in the state of Wisconsin helps these people get over that hump. It provides another means of access besides having to go to a food pantry or a soup kitchen to get some food.
And can you tell me, did the economic downturn affect donations to food banks as well?
Well, I think if you polled nonprofits, you'd probably get a variety of answers for that. We've been very blessed that people have focused on basic needs. So food, clothing, and shelter have done okay, and we're very fortunate that we've got some very loyal supporters that know the importance of a basic need like food.
How big of a role do you think charities and food banks like yours play in keeping Americans out of hunger? You're describing, you know, as you're describing a time of food insecurity for a lot of people.
Well, actually, the food share, SNAP, food stamp benefits really help keep people out of hunger a lot more than the food banks. Food banks provide assistance for several days, and it might meet the entire needs that they may have, but at the same time, they have to continually come back to food pantries and soup kitchens for other sources.
Well, what kind of changes would you like to have made to food stamps? Do you support any sort of cut, or do you think that it's just not anything that that America can afford to do right now?
I think people are surprised to learn that it isn't just an expense. The USDA has proven that for every dollar redeemed of food share benefit, SNAP benefit, $1.80 comes back to the economy and economic benefits. So it spurs activity. Instead of people going to a food pantry to get their sources of food, if they can go redeem those in a grocery store, the grocer gets business, and all the ancillary people that support that grocer also do better. So it actually brings economic benefit to the community.
Well, what kinds of food do people get from these programs? I mean, there's a big move toward localism right now, fresh food. Is it that kind of thing, or is it more non-perishables?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. We encourage people to always eat nutritiously. And one of the things that's nice about the food stamp is that they can go to whatever grocer whenever it's most convenient for them with dignity. They stand in line with a debit card just like you and I buy our groceries. We encourage them not to use those benefits on potato chips and other things, but for the most part, it provides a list of all kinds of things that they have the ability to buy with it.
How is Wisconsin doing right now in terms of need and supply?
If you're talking about food stamps, 750,000 residents of Wisconsin rely on food stamps. And of that total, nearly a third of those are children. That's a huge concern for us. Children, it's been proven, don't perform as well in school. If they're hungry and they can't concentrate and can't focus and don't do well on tests, they end up dropping out. And kids, especially young kids that grew up in poverty when they're in their adolescence, are much more likely not to complete high school. So it has ramifications with school, but also if they eat properly and don't go without meals, then their health is more robust, and that's also very important.
What do you say to people who are saying that the priority needs to be on the budget right now, that America is in a sticky spot and tough choices need to be made, and maybe we need to figure out some other measure to care for people and to get them the food they need, but maybe this is necessary now?
I guess what we say is that we totally understand the importance of balancing the budget and getting our fiscal house in order, but we're asking that they don't do it on the backs of the most vulnerable, those that struggle with hunger.
Are food stamps, do you think, an effective way in your experience to meet hunger needs, or would there be something more effective should we need it? You know, necessity is the mother of invention.
All I can speak for is that food stamps are very effective.
And you mentioned many people receiving food aid. They have jobs, and yet they're still coming to you. They still need help. How many people would you say are in that situation? People who are employed, but who still need help and to lean on the food banks?
I think our most recent study in the 16 counties that my food bank serves, 54% of them received or had a job that were looking towards us for assistance. And to put that number in perspective is over those 16 counties last year, we served an estimated 141,000 different people in southern Wisconsin.
What do you think? Is this bill going to pass? How are you feeling today?
I don't know if it's going to pass. I do think that there's going to be some cuts to this program. The Senate version included cuts of $4.5 billion. The House version is $40 billion. I think there'll be something in between. It's unfortunate because so many people will be affected by it, but we hope that it's a smaller number.
And as far as the Farm Bill, and it used to be food stamps were part of the Farm Bill, now that this has happened, do you expect this to be the new normal?
Well, for decades, the Farm Bill included the food stamp piece and farm subsidies, et cetera. It was always passed bipartisan. It was never really a question until last year. And the last year, they couldn't come to an agreement, so they delayed it for a year. This year, they're struggling, and that's why it was broken in half, figuring they could at least get part of it done and work on the other part. And that's the part that they're working on right now.
Now, I imagine you talk to a lot of people who agree with you because they use the food bank. But how do you feel about the pulse of popular sentiment right now? Is it on your side? Does it want to say no to these cuts?
I think people are truly concerned about those people who struggle. And whether there's a better way of doing it or not, that'll be determined. But the important thing is, again, please don't cut for the people that struggle with hunger and keep this in place.
Well, Daniel, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Daniel Stein, president of Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin.
Coming up, a look at our brains. Our guest says some of the things we believe about the way our brains work are more folklore than fact. Stick around. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.